In Computer News This Week, are you a digital native or a digital immigrant? In his book, The Dumbest Generation, author Mark Bauerlein talks about how the digital age stupefies young Americans and jeopardizes our future as a nation. He says today's young people think they're experts at multitasking and doing all things on the computer through the internet, but they're actually barely computer literate and have the high opinion of themselves as masters due to their high sense of entitlement. He later wrote The Digital Divide, Arguments for and Against the Internet in the Age of Social Networking. It's in the first chapter of this book that he defines his new controversial terms, digital natives and digital immigrants. Kids born in the last decades of the 20th century, elementary, high school, and college kids today, are the first generation of his terms, digital natives. They've grown up with computers, video games, MP3 players, video cameras, cell phones, the tools of today's digital age. He says that they are native speakers of the digital language. That makes the rest of us not born into the digital world, but who at some point became fascinated with and adapted parts of the new technology, digital immigrants. Digital immigrants can adapt to their new environment, but they'll always retain to some degree their foot in the past, which he calls the digital accent. I was born in Manhattan, New York City. Everyone there had an accent of sorts. My Irish grandparents had a thick Irish brogue and also spoke Gaelic. We'd visit my grandmother in Portland, Maine. She had a New England Yankee accent. Ayah, it's going to be a nice day, ayah. I went to private Catholic school in Washington Square Park, and all the kids looked the same in uniform, but as soon as they spoke, you could tell if they were Irish or Italian or Spanish or even a native New Yorker, which is pronounced New Yorker. Digital immigrants turn to the internet second for information. They read the manual for a computer program rather than assuming the program will teach them. They were socialized differently than their kids and have had to learn a new language. Scientists tell us that a language learned later in life goes into a different part of the brain. There are hundreds of examples of the digital immigrant's accent. They include printing out your email or having your secretary print it out for you, which is an even thicker accent, having to print out a document in order to edit it, bringing people into your office to see your computer to see an interesting website rather than sending them the link. They include making phone calls to see if other people got their email. But the major point of Bauerlein's terms is that this generation of digital natives looks down upon the digital immigrants, particularly in the field of education, and that we need to change our traditional educational systems because these kids think and learn differently. If you look for these terms on the web, you find a lot of controversy surrounding them. For Raw Bites, this is Frank Delaney.